Pickle poured sludge from his ear in disgust.
Pleased to meet you, Nordo. Food slaves, indeed. We'd be filthy if we attempted to serve them food in this belly state.
Several shrew voices piped up.
Oh, you won't be serving food, matey. You are the food.
Aye, the muddle roast off pretty easy in a cooking fire.
Food slaves only good for one thing, matey. Food.
Mara was horrified.
You mean they intend to eat us?
Nordo led them to a small cave scooped out in the pit side. He sat them down and explained.
Glagweb and his tribe are cannibal toads. If there are no captives, they eat the weaker ones of their own kind. You wouldn't believe some of the stories about King Glagweb and his band. At the moment, we are lucky. Yesterday we numbered 40, but they took 6 of us last night. We have a temporary reprieve. I heard some of the guards talking today, and it seems that we are to be kept and fed until the king's feast day. Then it's our turn.
Nordo held up a paw.
I know what you're going to ask me next. When is the feast day? Sorry, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But while there's life, there's hope, eh? At least we'll be given food for a while.
And then jolly well served up at a party.
Pickle gulped.
What a nice surprise! Makes a chap feel wanted, what?
Mara could not stand in the enclosed space, but she clenched her paws and growled fiercely.
I'd like to see them try and eat me. I'd give them a few bodies of their own to cook before they got me on the table. Nordo, why do you all wait down here doing nothing? Can't you attempt some kind of escape instead of just sitting here waiting for those filthy creatures to eat you?
Nordo drew them close and whispered.
That's exactly what we're doing. Are you with us?
Mara and Pickle clasped his paw in the darkness.
We're with you, all the way.
Just say the jolly old word and we'll stick to you like slime on a toad's back, if you'll pardon the pun, old lad.
Nordo chuckled grimly.
Good. Let me explain. We have a messenger. When it is daylight, if you look up, you may see a wren fly over. That is Leaf Lad. He's a friend of the shrews, so keep a watch out for him. The day he drops an acorn into this hole, that's the day we escape from here.
You mean you're going to break out with an acorn?
Pickle Fowler scratched his nose. Mara slapped his paw.
Stop fooling, Folger, and listen to what our friend has to say. Sorry, Nordo. Carry on.
Right. When the acorn drops in, it means that my father and his shrews will attack from the river south of here. They will have to act quickly and drive the toads back beyond this hole. It's our job to defend ourselves until help arrives.
Mara nodded.
How will we do that?
Simple, really. The cave we are sitting in was dug by us to prevent the toads hooking us out when they want us. While we're digging this cave and others like it, we found lots of good heavy throwing pebbles in the mud. So we stockpiled them and tore up our jerkins to make slings. That's how we'll defend ourselves until the shrew warriors can get us out of this pit.
Right. Hey down there, here's food for you. Eat it all up now. Right.
As they piled out of the cave, they were hit by a pile of watercress, roots, tubers and dandelions that the guards had thrown down. Mara gathered them and heaved them into the cave while they were still dry and edible.
As you said, Nordo, while there's life, there's hope, and we need food to stay alive, so let's eat up and keep our hopes high.
Pickle mumbled through a mouthful of roots.
Right, old girl. Couldn't have said it better myself, what?